Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on releasing anxiety with sound. The intention here is to have no more anxiety, to really be connected to spirit and unconditional love. Because that's the antidote. Before we get started, I wanted to mention a few things that's happening at the school. We've got a couple of new classes going on. We've got a class next weekend that is on releasing pain. And the woman, Kozan, who has done this, she was in pain for 30 years. And then Spirit started talking to her and gave her what to eat and was able to get rid of her pain completely after 30 years of excruciating pain. And so she's going to be sharing different things, not only nutrition, but other things, and that's at the Institute if you happen to be in the area. She's also going to be doing a class on finding your inner child. She has this unique ability to find a person's inner child if the inner child has run away. And that's going to be on December 12th, I think. And then also we've got a whole array of treatments that we're now offering at the Institute. We're offering nutri-energetics treatments, which send quantum fields through the body and pings different organs. And it gives you a medical readout. And then they have nutraceuticals that are prescribed that are really quite effective. There's some really amazing miracle stories. And also they talk about this whole thing inside the living matrix in the movie The Living Matrix, as to how these different morphogenetic fields work and connect between different organs and different areas of the body. And it's really giving information to these fields to really make the connections work again. So we're doing that. There's a whole array of treatments you can check out at soundhealingcenter.com. Of course, we've got another round of online classes starting next week, if you would like to join. We also have the next semester starting January 19th at the Institute, a certificate program in sound healing and sound therapy. Okay. So you can always contact us at 800-9000-MIX, 800-9000-MIX. Or 415-777-2-HUM, number 2-HUM, H-U-M. And you could email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So about 3 weeks ago, I thought we would start doing treatments at our therapy center for anxiety. And because of that, I think a whole array of anxiety came to me. And so it was really interesting. Let me go back a bit. Years ago, I used to have anxiety attacks quite a bit. And, of course, they were really scary at the time. And there was one point where I was in Seattle, and I had an anxiety attack. And I went out of my body. Well, first of all, there's a few things that happened. The first thing that happened is I realized that my chakras were shut down. And so this was before, I mean, this is years ago. This is before I really knew all the colors for the chakras and before I really got into sound healing. But I knew some of the colors. So I saw the carpet was like a dark blue. And so I took that color into my throat. And my throat chakra opened up and started working again. And I went, whoa, that's interesting. So then I brought my, I had a purple scarf and I used that to open up my crown chakra or third eye. I think it was the third eye and crown at that point. And that opened up. And then, I saw a, something that was, gold. I saw the rails of the the bed were gold. And I brought the gold into my root chakra. And when I did that, the anxiety attack went away completely. Completely went away. And it was like, whoa, you know, that was really unusual. So then the next day, I ate some oysters and it came back. And this time I went, I was up for 3 days, couldn't sleep, freaking out. And finally I went out of my body. And when I went out of my body, I went into divine, it was like love in my higher self. I was floating above myself in a state of love and just really very peaceful. And from there, I was able to see all of the people in my life that I loved and how much love there was between us. And then what was really interesting is I could see all of the love on the planet. And I saw that there was an epidemic of people not loving each other. And at that time, I thought, it's really an anxiety attack is just people not loving. That if we had love in our hearts, that it would go away. And I still believe that to a certain extent. Now, let me backtrack a bit here, because, you know, I've done some research in the last couple of weeks here, and there are, if you look on the web, there are 800 causes of anxiety. Most of them, of course, are emotional, but there are diseases that cause anxiety. I mean, there's aspirin that can cause anxiety. There's like a million things that can cause anxiety. And, you know, I think most of them, so I don't really know about all different types of anxiety, but I'm going to address what I have seen that I've worked with, and I've seen with that other people have gone through as well. And let me give you my whole take, and perhaps it will help someone out there. What I think the main, what I figured out years ago was that, first of all, the anxiety attacks I had years ago were caused by alcohol. I figured out that it seemed like about 3 days after I would drink, even like one or two beers, that, or a glass of wine, the toxins would clear through my intestines two or three days later, and that would often cause an anxiety attack. And so I actually stopped drinking and hadn't had any anxiety attacks for 10 years. And that was major to really realize that. But I think anxiety attacks also do come from anxiety, you know, from stress. And from my feeling, especially from watching what happened this time in detail, is that a lot of it does come from wearing out your adrenal glands, which also can be worn out just from being stressed out, but also from fear in the kidneys. And I think both of these somehow, this is where I don't really know, but somehow they go to the thyroid. I know there's a whole chain there. And they go to the thyroid, and they can actually cause the thyroid to shut down. Now, last week, but then, okay, so after this happens, though, after this anxiety, this emotional disturbance happens, which can build up, I think what happens is stress and fear and anxiety over a period of time create toxins especially in the intestines. This is my perception of what's going on. And then after, even if the anxiety, stress the fear and everything goes away, then there's still the toxins there. And that's why commonly you can be in a state of complete bliss and still the anxiety attack will continue. It doesn't go away because there's now a physical component of toxins that are continually doing their thing. It was interesting. Last week I was going through something, and first of all, I went to Muir Woods, which is one of the most beautiful redwood forests in Northern California. It's just a really small, concentrated area of redwoods, and it's just beautiful. And I've, being in a really sensitive state, because of course that's what anxiety does, it puts you in a very sensitive state, I was able to bring in the energy of the redwoods into my root chakra and into my whole system. I brought in the peace to my whole system. The sound was like this. I went into such a state of peace like I've never been in my life. It was just amazing. I was completely peaceful. And I thought, goodness gracious, they should truck everybody that's got anxiety to the Muir Woods, and that's it. It was just amazing. But then I went home, and that night I was just in bliss. I was just connected to spirit. It was just amazing, the state I was in. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and there was an alarm clock going off in my stomach. And being still in a very peaceful state, instead of being triggered into anxiety or fear at all, I just noticed it. And then, a few minutes later, my throat chakra and my thyroid shut down. And I went, that's interesting. Again, I was very pissed. I was just watching it. So I started tapping my thyroid. And within 30 seconds, it came back online. It started working again. And it was, so it was really interesting to see that there was this physical component that was creating a frequency that was like, in my stomach. I don't want to do it too long because you can create a resonant field that will entrain people into that frequency. So I just watched it. I was in this very peaceful state of, then there's many other times where, actually years ago, finally I realized after I'd had the episode in Seattle that I could do a chakra treatment and get out of an anxiety attack anytime. This was incredibly empowering because if you know anybody or if you've ever had an anxiety attack, they can be really terrifying because you can't stop it. It's often hard to stop. So, once years ago, this was after Seattle, I was having a bit of anxiety and I started doing a chakra treatment. And I went through each chakra one by one. And what I'd like to do now, because this is the main thing that I would like to share, I believe that a chakra treatment is one of the best things you can do to get rid of anxiety. I've had it over and over and over get rid of the anxiety attack. And it's a miracle. It's amazing. And this is what's so cool about it, is when you do this, you go into a state of pure love and light. So now, whenever I have any anxiety, I'm thinking, just another little step here, and I'm going to be in love and light, in a complete state of bliss. It's just the most amazing thing to take it from a fearful thing to, like, cool, and in fact end up in a place of pure bliss. And this is really the main message I wanted to point it out. You know, Tom Kenyon in the field of sound healing, he sent out the Hathors that he works with. They sent out a whole message about 6 months ago that said, if there are earthquakes, there's actually an electromagnetic field that's really powerful that can really throw us off. In fact, one of the last major anxiety attacks I had was during the 1980, or right before the 1989 earthquake. So this time around, I was thinking we could have an earthquake, you know. So, but what he said was, you can use this energy that is throwing you out of balance. If you use it, you can use it to go into light, into spirit. You can use it to go into higher states of consciousness. So that's really amazing to realize that anytime you're out of balance or really freaked out or just losing your grounding, you could potentially transform that energy into a whole state of bliss. And I've had it happen many times now, so I know it can happen. Maybe there's certain states where it can't happen, you know, but I know there's a lot of states where it can. And anxiety, certain anxiety attacks, you can definitely use it to transform. Okay, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it right here. Okay, so what I would like to do is, Don, if you'll go ahead and play. Okay, so we're going to fade in this song, and I'm going to take you through a chakra treatment. Okay. Later on, we're going to talk about the type of music that can bring you into pure love and light and spirit. Okay. Because there's certain sounds that don't work for anxiety, and certain ones that do. And I tested all my music that I make during this episode last couple of weeks, and so I really got a really good indication as to what works. Okay, so the song in the background is a song that has 7 octaves in it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through each chakra. Can use this technique even if you don't have anxiety attacks. It's really amazing what it does, just to get all chakras happening at the same time. Now the cool thing to do is to tie in this chakra treatment to the earth. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the root chakra way down. Well, that. See if you can hear the octave below that in the music. I can't hear it on my phone, but it's down there if you're listening to speakers. Bring that frequency into your bass, into your the base of your spine, into your root chakra. Let it fill it up. Swirl around. Just be still. Whatever feels good. The frequency's at the base of your spine. But that base of your spine is the core of the earth. It's not just we're going to connect to the core of the earth. It is, imagine, it is the core of the earth. Because here's the deal. I did a whole healing for the planet about 6 months ago, or 3 months ago, and I realized that, as a lot of people know, the earth has chakras as well. So the root chakra of the earth is at the core, and so it resonates your chakra, your root chakra. And what's cool about it is this is where the whales are hanging out. The whales. Frequency of the root chakra. base of your spine, but now let's take it further. Imagine a gold brick. Some people like to use red, I like to use gold. Imagine a gold brick in your root chakra. Figure out what angle the gold brick should be at. And feel it. And again, that gold brick is, oh my God, just saying it. That gold brick is that frequency. It's resonating that frequency that we've already brought in from your root chakra and from the core of the earth. The core of the earth. You know, there's a resonant frequency in everything. And you can always be resonated by anything around you. Like the redwood tree resonated me into my core root frequency. Well, when you really think about it, the earth is a huge, I mean, way bigger. It's like this huge redwood tree in a way. You can think of it as this huge redwood tree. So solid, so big, and if you really connect to it, it is the most stable frequency you can imagine. Bring that into the core of your root chakra at the base of your spine. Second chakra. Keep the frequency of the root chakra humming in the core at the base of your spine. Connected to earth, connected and actually in the core of the earth. We're in the core of the earth. Then a little further out from the core of the earth is a second frequency, which is second chakra. I really believe that often the main reason anxiety happens is because there's a blockage in the second chakra that blocks the energy from going down to the roots. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring a cover of orange into that second chakra. We'd make it even an orange flower. Just bring the color in itself and feel the frequency resonating through your whole stomach, through your intestine, through the large colon, through the kidneys, through the adrenal gland. Thank you. and the roof, all at the same time. Make sure you have all at the same time, love flowing through each of them, golden ball of light, orange flower, and golden brick at the base. And each one of these is a sphere inside the earth. The root is the core of the earth, and there's a sphere a little larger around, which is the second chakra, and the third chakra is a little larger sphere inside the earth. About half the size of the earth is the third sphere, the third chakra. We're connecting to the chakras of the earth at the same time. Quite often, when our self-esteem, or we have, are criticized, or we let something in through our solar plexus, through our third chakra, it actually then creates toxins down in our second chakra in our intestines. So now we're humming in this third chakra with light outward, so that there's this radiance coming out of the third chakra. We go on up to the fourth chakra. So we still got the throat with the aqua humming. We still got the heart with the green humming. We still got the orange or golden ball of light on the third chakra, and the orange chakra the second, and then the root with the gold to the core of the earth. And each, now the throat. throat chakra is a much larger sphere. The third eye chakra is a sphere that's just under the surface of the earth. And then we go to the crown chakra. Opens up like thousands of spotlights that are just lights from God. Very high frequency. There we go. At the same time, it's like there's a spiral, or almost like the caduceus, or the whole snake of energy going up and down through the chakras, up to the crown, down through to the core of the earth. The crown being the surface of the earth. So it's like we're in the earth from root to crown. And resonating with the whole earth. So it's a really powerful frequency. anxiety attack, then gratitude and appreciation dawns on you for this energy of peace. And then the tears start streaming. Loving enough in our life. I almost see anxiety attacks as a way of teaching us how to deal with anything that could be going on the planet and still go into a state of bliss. I mean, if we have earthquakes and major catastrophes happen, or pole shifts where we lose our consciousness, or anything electromagnetic in the earth, there could be a huge amount of anxiety that goes through people on this planet. I mean, like we may have never seen before, because when a huge amount of people start going through it, then it's going to be even more intense. It could be more intense. Let's not say it's going to. It could be. So to have this technique, to be able to go into a state of higher consciousness, is so important. Even if it doesn't happen to you, it could be happening to people around you. And you can take them through this chakra treatment with sound and color. You don't have to have music for it. And entrain people back into a state of bliss. It's not just getting, this is a cool thing, we're not just getting out of the anxiety. We're going into bliss. Again, Lisa, so thankful. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to let the rest of this song play out, because there's another aspect about music that can bring you to a state of complete peace when there's a really slow ending. I talked about this, and this song has the slowest ending of any song I've ever done. So I'm going to let you listen to the rest of this song, and then when the song is over, because it gets really soft in volume, actually I'll be able to hear the crickets at the end. Thank you. music that brings you to a place of peace and stillness is ideal for an anxiety episode. What you need to do if you have anxiety issues or anxiety attacks is to figure out what music works. And there's only very little music that does work. You don't want music that has odd harmonics, anything that's got in it. In fact, this song is really has too many odd harmonics in it for an actual anxiety attack. This song, I think, it fades out perfectly for it, but this song is too activating if you have an anxiety. It's a song that's got, like, maybe just harp. Harp works really well because it has no odd harmonics and it has only even warm sound. Warm sounds are what are really good. Warm sounds, kind of like my voice right now. That's really the best warm sound, but especially a warm, and you want something that's not necessarily rhythmical. You want something that's more a sustained note, because rhythm can be too activating when you are going through an anxiety attack. I found two of my songs that work really well, and I played them over and over last week. One is called Enlightenment, and I've got a little piece of Enlightenment. Maybe if you want to play that now, Don, you guys can hear Enlightenment. It also has a really peaceful ending. Thank you. you know, any song that opens your heart is good for an anxiety attack, as long as it's not too activating, the music is not too activating. It's always nice to keep the volume low. Also, a song